Ms. Sutton, I'd like to get some contact information before you leave.
In case you have any questions about the notes you took? She sent a pointed glance toward the blank page of his notebook.
I wasn't sure what to write. Your story is very peculiar.
I know that. And I don't blame you for being skeptical, Agent Bradley. If I were in your shoes, I'd have had the same reaction. I just felt the need to follow through. I've done that. Now I intend to walk away. Thanks for your time.
Before you go, would you do one favor for me?
What?
Pick up the doll.
Her complexion went a shade paler, and she took a step back. I'd rather not.
Miss Sutton, I'll be honest. I've had my share of tips like this through the years. None amounted to anything. That makes me skeptical. I'm curious to see this reaction you describe. Physical evidence is difficult to refute.
She hesitated. All right. Mr. Fitzhugh? Mr. Fitzhugh, you forgot your pudding, she called, waving the pudding in the air. When the second man in one day knocked the breath out of her by taking a flying leap at the pudding she held in her hand.
I need that pudding. He growled. Give it over.
No, gasped Arabella. People couldn't just go about taking other people's puddings. It was positively un-British.
Put your sport coat on, she said.
What in the world for?
Well, just do it, if you don't mind.
Isn't this the same printer we've been using? He doesn't wear a sport coat.
Pedaddle, just trust me on this and put your sport coat on. You might comb your hair a little, too.
As he put on his sport coat, she went to the door, threw it open, and shouted,
Here it comes!
A chorus of,
Oh, yuck! That stuff is gross!
Can spoil the dinner table joy. And when dinner table problems arise, the table becomes less an arena for love than a ground for battle. But not to worry. A love and logic parent scoops up her kids' plates and says, Run along, kids. We'll see you at breakfast. Later on that evening, when the hungry kids are raiding the refrigerator, Mom says, You've just eaten $1.95 worth of food. How do you want to pay me? Cash or from your allowance? The choice is yours. As with so many things, problems with eating can be eliminated when using thinking words instead of fighting words.
I'm avoiding every floorboard that creaks, tiptoeing across my bedroom, standing at the armoire, counting to 15, because 10 is never long enough. At 16, I pull out the antique drawer beneath the wardrobe's double doors and listen again. The seconds tick like they're attached to time bombs. But when nothing detonates, I slip the hammer into my open backpack, then my notebook, two pens, some Ziploc bags. I do another count to 15, listening. Then I grab my flashlight, camera.
Are you in there?
I freeze. Her voice shrills like a fire alarm, piercing the thick wood of my bedroom door.
I know you're in there.
Crap.
Yes, ma'am,
I answer. My heart feels like a clenched fist pounding on my ribcage.
I'm in here.
May I ask you a rather odd question, William? She said to her driver.
Certainly, ma'am,
replied the young man.
If you suspected that someone you knew had done something wicked, would you try and find out the truth, even if it meant his getting into trouble?
William had spent his early career touring America with a vaudeville company and was a keen observer of human nature, which made him an invaluable sounding board on occasion. He considered before replying.
Well, if you have a particular instance in mind, I can't rightly say without knowing the details, he said, but I do recollect one time, must have been back in Chicago. We had a lady who joined us to sing the opera. A real beautiful voice she had. Why, the tears would come to your eyes just to listen to her.